Clio Awards are given out every year by the advertising industry to cite the most creative advertisements in television, radio, print, billboards, and now the internet. Here's one of this year's TV nominees, an IKEA ad that features a forlorn-looking desk lamp that's been discarded by its owner and left out in the rain.
Many of you feel bad for this lamp. That is because you're crazy. It has no feelings, and the new one is much better.
Barbara Lippert is ad critic for Adweek magazine. She joins us from her studios in New York. Barbara, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
This IKEA ad, I suppose the message of it is, come on, let's not get sentimental about your old stuff. Get rid of it and buy ours.
That's right, that it should be disposable like fashion. But what I thought was so great was that they introduced the weird Swede, which is a great branding device for IKEA, since it is very Swedish and very democratic. And I loved the way they filmed it, because they made it as if you're carrying the lamp out like a little baby. They really anthropomorphized it and left it at the curb, discarded. And I think the only rub with the commercial, I love the commercial. It's wonderfully shot and very funny. I love the Swede. But I think the old lamp kind of looks better than the new lamp. That's one of the problems.
I was not impressed by the new lamp, I must say. Do you have a favorite among the television ads you'd like to cite for us?
Well, one of my favorites was the Streaker ad for Nike. Did you see this?
My absolute favorite. Let me try and set it up by saying that we seem to be in the middle of a Premier League World Cup soccer game.
I can't believe he missed that.
The reverse angle showed that was a good call for offside.
My word, I think we've got extra man on the pitch.
Maybe we should explain. There's a naked man that's run out in the field, and his private parts have been blurred out by a special lens, and of course that kind of accentuates the running shoes that he's wearing.
Looks like he has more souvenirs for the crowd. I think he's got the shoes to thank. A minute ago they were all chanting who had all the pies. I think there's your answer.
And he's off like a bull with gas.
I love this ad.
Yeah, you don't hear a bull with gas very often in ads.
It does raise the question, does it sell shoes?
I think with Nike, yes. Mm-hmm. They are combining fantastic advertising with actual sales, and people really look forward to seeing their commercials, which is something different.
Yeah. Another one we want to ask you about, a Bud Light ad. Now, Bud Light commercials in the United States have captured a lot of attention for having a kind of, how do I put this nicely, locker room mentality.
Mm-hmm. Recently, especially.
All of that being cited, here's a Bud Light ad from a Canadian agency.
The Bud Light Institute presents the ultimate soft rock compilation for men. Ulterior emotions. You'll get hits like...
I love you dearly because you let me go out with my friends on a weekly basis.
Play it soft. Play it often.
Our relationship is getting stronger with every golf game that I play.
Now, that's a very funny ad that I guess makes fun of the very kind of mentality that the American Bud Light ads kind of put on a pedestal.
Right. It makes fun of a couple of genres, you know, the sort of oldies ads, because in person it looks hilarious. They're all dressed up in 60s and 70s costumes that are really extreme, beyond John Travolta. And it also, I guess, it fits into that Mars-Venus thing, you know, where we're totally from different universes these days, and makes fun of it at the same time.
Barbara, would you know, quality aside, what ad campaign, let's say, over the past 2 years has been remarkably successful, either, let's say, in putting over a totally new product with the American public, or perhaps taking an old product and refurbishing the image so powerfully sales
well,
are effective?
Well, can I talk about one that I absolutely detest that's been hugely successful?
Sure, please.
The Clairol Herbal Essence Organics commercials. Now, this
Is this the orgasm in the shower?
The orgasm in the courtroom and the orgasm in the shower. I think it sends humanity back, you know, 50 years. It is so humiliating and embarrassing. And apparently it's selling tons of the stuff because they keep making new ones.
Barbara, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Barbara Lippert, ad critic for Adweek magazine, speaking with us from New York.
Right on.
And the classic.
Yeah! You didn't have to give me that beer.
Oh, no. Give the gift of love. Visit BudLightInstitute.ca for details.
This calls